Congress is back at work in the nation's capital after the long August recess and the Democratic and Republican national conventions. The House and Senate only have a few weeks to tackle a slew of issues before members head home again to campaign and prepare for November's election. At the top of the agenda is energy, but as APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington, D.C., Congress is a long way from agreeing on an energy plan.
Everyone in Congress says they want an energy solution, a way to bring down prices at the gas pump, and a way to ensure that America can be more energy independent. The differences come when you talk details about how to get there. Some House Republicans say the answer is drilling offshore and in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. A handful of them stayed in Washington over the August recess to drum up publicity for drilling and a related energy package. Over the 5 weeks, 136 Republican Congressmen returned to Washington at some point to keep momentum going on their American Energy Act. In addition to drilling, it calls for building new refineries, establishing a fund with drilling profits to pay for renewable energy projects, and focusing on nuclear power and coal-to-liquid technology. It would offer tax incentives for energy conservation. Democrats criticize that it doesn't go far enough to support renewable energy, reward conservation, or hold oil companies accountable. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to unveil her energy plan in Washington on Tuesday. But Monday was the Republicans' day to set their agenda. House Republican Minority Leader, Ohio Congressman John Boehner.
At the first opportunity that we get this week, we are going to force a vote in the House on our comprehensive all-of-the-above energy plan. The time for talk is over.
Boehner led a press conference Monday afternoon on the Capitol steps to congratulate his colleagues for their August protest and to demand movement on their energy plan. Alaska's Congressman Don Young attended the press conference to show his support, but did not speak. Young's bill calling for drilling in ANWR is part of the Republican plan. Tennessee Representative Marsha Blackburn visited the Arctic Refuge last month as part of a pro-drilling trip and called it a vast and desolate landscape. On Monday, Blackburn drummed up enthusiasm for development.
This is one of the few times that the American people are excited to see Congress back in session. And they are excited because they know the time for action is now. And they want to see some legislation passed, all of the above, and drill, baby, drill.
Republicans cheered, but the reception wasn't all positive. Dozens of protesters turned out to deliver a message of environmental conservation.
Clean energy now! Clean energy now! Clean energy now!
They carried signs that read, "Protect the Arctic," and "Drilling is not the answer." Alaskan Lucy Beach held a sign that said, "Caribou, baby, caribou." Beach is the executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee and traveled from Fairbanks to be in Washington this week. She makes the long trip a few times a year, sometimes more, when the refuge is in danger.
It's not worth destroying this unique place, devastating the porcupine caribou herd or the Gwich'in Nation for a few pennies difference at the pump 10 years from now. Some places need to be left off limits, and this is one of them.
Activists are watching to see if the Bush administration tries to push ANWR drilling through before leaving office. Neither presidential candidate Barack Obama nor John McCain supports drilling in ANWR, but some environmentalists are concerned that the Republican candidate's choice of Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as his running mate will change his tune. Palin is pro-drilling and in the past has talked of hoping to change John McCain's mind. McCain recently did change his position on drilling on the Outer Continental Shelf, now saying it should be opened to exploration. But Lucy Beach says she believes McCain will hold his ground when it comes to ANWR.
I think Senator McCain is a man of integrity. I think he'll stay strong. He's given us his word. We have a resolution with the Navajo Nation to protect the place, as well as many other tribes throughout the country. And I think he understands this place needs to be left alone.
The Northern Alaska Environmental Center's Arctic Coordinator, Pamela Miller, also came from Fairbanks to ask Congress to protect the refuge. She believes drilling in ANWR won't save drivers money at the pump and is a distraction from the need to invest in renewable energy solutions. Miller is also putting faith in McCain's track record.
Senator McCain has said that he's for protecting the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge because it's a refuge. that has not changed. And certainly Governor Palin has brought a different view onto the scene, but we'll have to see what happens in the future.
With 2 months until the presidential election and less than 1 month before Congress plans to leave Washington, people on both sides of the issue say this isn't the last time drilling will be mentioned this year. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.